Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, we are live. First, we are live here, and it is getting turned up here. Jerseys, let them hear you. We're here at Jerseys in Canton. We came down here, and so many Texans fans are here to send Andre Johnson into the Hall of Fame as he gets his gold jacket tomorrow. By the way, Andre's haircut is on point. I mean, he got
that. One of Jalen Rose bobs.
Oh, he does.
Wish you wouldn't let yours go, huh?
It's about my time. It's about time for me to start growing it back out.
I think you should go back to it. I'm a big fan. I told you you shouldn't have cut it off, which I still think I'm right. I can see Harold when you go low.
It's remnants of Harold. Harold's dead.
I'm telling you, man.
It's just still.
I mean, you are a bob guy. That's who you are.
That's
your strongest.
When it gets hot, I'd like to cut it down.
No, I mean, you got a pissy excuse for everything.
It's cool, but he got that thing cleaned up. But so many people are out here enjoying it. And if you are around, a lot of the traveling Texans are here. If you are around, you want to come on out, have some fun, hang out here at Jersey's here, right next to the Circle K. Hang out here in Canton and enjoy yourselves with us here. All right, a lot of Texans news to talk about here, and first though, I want to go with the Astros. We'll get to the Texans here in a second, but it's a big one tonight here. The Astros are in a tie with Seattle in first place. We hadn't got a chance to talk about this because we weren't on the air, but how about Dubon saving the bacon of the Astros? That big home run he hit to give them the win. They were looking at a sweep with the Pirates and losing four straight. Ed Doobie came through with a pinch hit home run, which was huge, huge for the Astros. And now they are tied with the Mariners. But this is a big, big night for the front office with the Astros. And I would say right now, with Astros fans, it's kind of touch and go with the front office. With the Abreu situation, Montero, everything that's happened, they need a big night because you say Kikuchi is getting a start tonight. And yes, count him. Yes. And they really need him to come through because that trade is going to be something that I think maybe the rest of this season is kind of determined by and how that goes. They want him to eat up innings. They want him to kind of be a third, fourth starter there. And this is going to be the start because Clint, if he's bad tonight, it's going to be hard to wash away that first impression. That can leave with
always is, Ron. Stay,
it's hard.
Always is, Ron.
To fight that bad first impression, even from a guy by the name of the starter tonight. So it's a big night for him.
What a great decision on your part here to lead with Kikuchi in this. You never make the Kikuchi wait, and that is, I mean, you did a great job leading this segment with Kikuchi. Yeah, Ron, I mean, look, there's bad first impressions and then there's bad Kikuchi first impressions. And when it's all said and done, all of us Astros fans are hoping that he just blows it out of the water.
I mean, obviously, we all hope Kikuchi doesn't stink tonight. You never want that.
No. You are correct there, Tyler. That's never a good thing. So
would like him to start out, you know, with a good performance. I don't need stinky Kikuchi out at Minute Maid Park on a Friday.
They need him to blow it out of the water. They need a big performance.
We'll get back on track. You're right. Look, it's this is big for Dana Brown. I mean, it's at some point in time, I hate to say this, being an Astros fan, but this World Series window is going to close, and Dana Brown's got the toughest task, I think, yet, obviously, is trying to keep this train on the tracks and trying to keep this team in a position where they have all the tools they need to make a run. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think it's one of the reasons they had to give up so much for Kikuchi was that I think everybody in the league knew that they were in dire straits with all these injuries and the starting pitching issue.
He let the whole league, though. Yeah, he went ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, it's a situation that we're in. Let's just hope that the moves Dana Brown made with the Josh Hader move, jumping Presley down to the eighth inning, letting go of Abreu, letting go of Montero, and now Kikuchi in the house. let's see if those are the World Series window moves. By the way, apparently, young lady, she's not a big fan of Ryan Pressly going to the eighth inning, right? I mean, you want him in the ninth? You don't like Ryan Pressly? You wanted to keep him in the ninth? I think there's probably quite a few people that have felt that way, but I'll take those three in the 7, 8, and 9. I think it's going to work out for us when it's all said and done.
Yeah,
how you feel about it, Ron?
I don't think you need to mess. Well, I've always thought Abreu should be in the eighth inning. Abreu and Hader are your two best relievers, and Pressly in the seventh. But I mean, it's worked.
He went the opposite way on you, didn't he?
It's worked. Yeah. Let's not. Let's not. There's that you know. If Ryan Pressly doesn't make you just a tad bit nervous when he comes in the game late, that's the old Ryan you're looking at. That's not the guy who was in there closing games out against Philly. He makes me nervous as hell. Everybody knows, boy, that first one gets on, look out. I get somebody every time the first base runner gets on. I'm thinking about getting somebody up with Ryan.
I'll take him in the playoffs.
Okay. And again, as I said, that's the old thought process of Ryan Pressly. The old thought process of Ryan Pressly. But hopefully they get to Ryan Pressly tonight. What for you? Because to me, I'm thinking about this. All right. For him tonight, what would be a good line for him to start? To me, I ain't even going to just push too hard for quality start, because like I said, he's given up 16 earned in his last three starts. If he can give you 5 and 3, maybe we'll see how long. If he can give you 5 innings and keep you in the game, I'll take that. It can't be a disaster.
Well, I agree with that, but I mean the bar is a quality start. I mean, are you kidding
me? That's the bar for you with
him?
Hell
yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
The
bar is a quality start. I mean, I don't care how you do it. You can give up 3 runs in the first inning if you want to. If you right the ship and then make a run to the sixth, I can live with that. So, no, I think a quality start should be the bar. And look, if he goes 5 and gives up 3, okay, I'm not going to punt the guy out of town. But at the end of the day, a quality start for a guy that you just gave up what you gave up for, Kikuchi, and a guy that you expect to be a 3-4 in this rotation, I think is fair. Every time Hunter Brown takes him out, you expect a quality start.
Yeah, but he hadn't pitched like Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown has been one of the best pitchers in the league
for 6 years. Hunter Brown has done it for 10 games. So, yeah, I mean, the bar ultimately, are you kidding me?
Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
What? The bar is what? Go ahead.
The bar is well above a pink frozen drink with whipped cream and a cherry on top. Are you kidding me?
Sounds like a Ron drink to me.
I'm just having a good time. Why are you being so judgmental?
Put your head down. You're embarrassing me. Who'd you buy that for? Did you buy that for somebody, a lucky listener?
I bought it for this lucky listener. Yours truly, damn it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. Calm down, Aaron. Beautiful. I hit the spot right there.
Aaron, you wouldn't be caught dead with drinking that, would you?
Yeah. All right. I feel good. I'm comfortable in my spot.
Ain't no doubt about that, baby. Oh, whipped cream?
I didn't know it was going to be that much whipped cream. I didn't know it was going to be any whipped cream at all.
Buttery nipple.
That is a little aggressive. But, by the way, the lineup is out tonight for Kikuchi.
For who?
Altuve leads off. Bregman, Alvarez in left field. Diaz is the DH. Pena's at short. Singleton getting another start at first base. And Myers, Caratini, and Dubon. And I was going to say, if Dubon's asked what did this lineup today after hitting that pinch hit home run, I mean, I would have been like, Joe, come on now.
Yeah. I like what they're – and maybe I'm wrong because, like you said, we were out of pocket yesterday, but it seems like we're getting a little more Caratini than expected.
And he's been playing – he's a lot – like either one of them being the DH and him being the catcher.
I really like that move from Joe Espada. I think we're at a point in the year where the point that you were making early in the season of Diaz catching for an extended period of time – how does it impact his hitting kind of deal? We're getting to that point. And to see him get more DH run instead of catching every game in, game out, is one angle. And then you look at Caratini as well, and I just think Caratini is a bat that needs to be more than one that's off the bench. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There he is.
Traps in the building.
What's going on, man?
I'll never forget that story the rest of my life. He's at Traps in the building. We'll get a he's gonna join us. He'll join us. We'll have a good time with
him. I ain't
Travis
got no
Johnson.
Mic.
Ain't
Where's
got no
the mic at?
Travis Johnson, he'll join us here in a bit. Not only are the traveling Texans here, but hell, you get Texans legends just walk into jerseys. Hey. It is the place to be. It is the spot to be.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I wonder how this all came about. Did the traveling Texans just say, "Hey, man,
this is where we're going to camp out
because it's right across the street from all the action"? Or was this like how did it all go down?
I'm not sure, but Astros tonight, big one tonight. They start this series against the Rays.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, as Travis Johnson, Texans legend, clap it up for Trap. As he joins, he'll join the show, and we're going to look back at last night's game as the Bears technically win this game last night. It was called due to weather conditions in Canton. But the big things that jumped out to us, and I know for you, it was kind of Davis Mills and his performance. You knew the starters weren't going to be out there. How he looked, 10-13, threw a touchdown pass over 100 yards, looked pretty good. That first unit started rolling through. I know that was one of your big thoughts. For you, Trap, welcome in to the drive. What kind of jumped out to you last night game?
Of course it was how Davis played. You know what I mean? When you saw the offense still moving along, it was a good thing. You know, but it just – and I forgive me because I don't know if I paid attention as much to the game as I was a fan of the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
It's my first time being here. You know what I mean? I didn't want to come. I've had multiple teammates come in before Andre. And I didn't want to come until he got in. So today, like yesterday, was the first time that I got to experience everything. And even before the rain, I mean, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, to see everybody who's getting in, to see everybody's family. I mean, they say the Chicago Bears won, but if you bet on the Bears, you didn't get paid out yesterday. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know, but at the end of the day, it was a push in the gambling world when it comes to football.
Well, this is your first experience here. We ran into you yesterday. I think you had a first experience.
Leech in the building?
I think you had another first experience yesterday with putting your foot off in the bathtub for one reason or another. What was that about?
So
wait for this.
I have a Airbnb, and it reminds me of my sister's home that was built in the 1600s. And so I literally sit on the toilet, and I'm like, first I tried to tuck it and sit. And I was squeezing my pelotas off. You know what I mean? Then I'm sitting there for a second. I was like, you know what? I literally put my foot in the bathtub, and so I'm like scrambling, but I'm like sideways and like
get that.
You know, somebody said, you know, sitting sideways, but it says they said it in a different voice, you know, with a different word. You know what I mean?
Bury me in the.
So
age.
That's how I was yesterday. When I first checked into my Airbnb, I'm like, man, I gotta go. Like, it's just, it's my morning go. You know what I mean? Coffee in my system, and I literally put one foot in the bathtub to go to work.
Hey, you need to give that review. That's great.
Oh yeah.
Hey, this ain't no made up story.
I got a picture because I literally called. But I called my wife when I had to put my foot in the bathtub. I called my wife. I said, you won't believe this. And she's like, what happened?
She did.
I said, man, I don't know if I'm getting fat or just how little people was back in the 1700s, 1600s, whatever it was.
Hey, maximizing that square footage,
but,
man.
But I'm over here. It's a tough squeeze over here in two different ways.
Hey, Leech, I ain't going to lie. I leaned in, too. He said, I got a picture. I didn't know what the hell I was looking at. I looked in like that. All I seen was both of his knees. I said, oh, hell no.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you could have got me, boy. If you wanted to show me a picture, you could have got me right there, boy. I said, damn. When I walked off, I looked at Ron and I said, boys, hey, Trap could have got us right there now.
No question.
We both leaned in, just couldn't wait to look at that picture.
Oh my goodness, man. No, man, appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Real quick before you get off, man, Andre going in. This is what you're down here for. You said you wouldn't come down until he got in.
No,
first,
I wouldn't.
Man. What's this? Because a lot of his teammates are down here showing him love. What's this mean for you? What's this mean to you?
I don't want to say closure, but it's. I mean, when I remember talking to Ronnie Lott when I was 9 years old, and Ronnie Lott told me that he was playing to be a part of the Galaxy League, and I didn't even understand that at the time. And then I ran to Ronnie again when I was a teenager. He was like, Galaxy League is the Hall of Fame. He said there's Hall of Famers and there's some Hall of Famers that are part of a different breed. And I think when you watch Andre and you see what he's done in his league, you say he's a part of the Galaxy team. So it's a proud time and it's a emotional time because you just want, you know, it's the pinnacle of the game. It's what everybody started playing football for. Whether you were good or you weren't good, you just thought about the Hall of Fame and what it meant. And watching him go in tomorrow, it's probably going to bring me to tears. You watch him get his gold jacket, it's probably going to bring me to tears because I love all my guys I play with. I'm here with Vontae. I'm here with Dante. I love these boys. You know what I mean? These dudes are my guys.
Yeah.
Same way with Dre. I mean, we were a tight-knit group, the guys who hung out, and now it's a whole different level of it's a great feeling.
You talk about the Galaxy aspect of it, isn't it? I think one thing that we probably take for granted, Trap, is like Andre's from a talent perspective, obviously going to the Hall of Fame is rare. But I think the rarest thing in our game, and I'm wondering your perspective with all your travels and how many different teams you were a part of, just how rare the man, the human being, the way he approached the game, how genuine and sincere and soft-spoken he is. Like, I don't think we give that the time that we – because, I mean, that is even more rare find that.
Because most receivers are divas.
Yeah.
And they call them. He was a yeoman. He was a yeoman. He goes to work. He's an ox. You put that collar on him. You put that yo on him. He goes to work.
Yep.
And you watch him do that for years. You watch him do that with no quarterbacks around him except for Schaub. You watch him put up numbers, and you know it's just the things that he's done. It's remarkable. And you know I find it funny that the two quietest people that you ever probably seen in the NFL are going to be the last two speakers tomorrow. Is him and Julius Peppers.
Yeah.
And they don't speak at all. You know what I mean? Both of them are quiet. You probably can't even put a 30-minute reel of just them talking.
Yeah.
So it's kind of awesome.
That's
so
good stuff,
I'm looking forward to it.
You think he's still on site with Courtland Finnegan?
No question. I'm on site with Courtland Finnegan. I wasn't there. I'll see y'all boys later, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right,
Trap.
Appreciate you jumping on with us as he celebrates his teammate. Going in, one more thing, you don't have to go to the third one, Tyler, because this is your celebration. As much as we are celebrating with Andre Johnson, Tyler Milner, the news last night, you are the first and only person I thought of when I saw this breaking news. Yesterday's Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout will miss the remainder of the season.
Wait, what? What?
Another meniscus tear injury.
Are you being serious right now?
By the way, to add more to this idiot.
This is wild.
Between 2021 and 2024, Mike Trout has only played 266 of the 648 games the Angels have had in that time frame.
I would have never guessed that number. Whoa! No, in all seriousness, I wasn't celebrating this, dude, but this is what I've been telling people. I've been telling people this for years.
I'm certain Tyler may have said when he initially went out, he may not come back.
I did.
I think Tyler may have said
that. That is factual.
It's sad, man. It is sad. He is a great, great player when he can play.
Well, you almost – we were talking about this the other day, man. Like, I want the guy to get out of that organization.
he may need some new scenery like Kikuchi.
Yeah, ain't no doubt, man. I mean, new Trout, new Kikuchi, closely related. Possibly.
All right, I wanted that one to happen.
Huh?
I wanted that one to happen. I led you into that one.
Yeah, I think it's just time for
I think it's time.
Singer.
And they should be – I mean, they're not getting – I mean, that contract he got, they ain't getting none of that. None of that out of that. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one, though. All right, we appreciate Travis Johnson joining us. What was that? Vontaze Leach was in there. Who else was that was in here?
I didn't have the third.
They came through and had having a good time out here. So make your way on out here to Jersey's. It's a party right here. The Texans family has taken over this bad boy. All right, we talked about takeaways from last night's game, but Clint, I think we gotta hit this here because I think a big takeaway is who played and who didn't. And there were some that we wanted to see play that did play, and that there were some that weren't. We'll discuss that and what we saw from them last night.
We're on the road to Canton.
Getting you set for Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction. Live from Jersey Sports Grill, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
As we are live here in Canton at Jersey's, and they're taking over. It's about to get taken over outside. I see they're putting together stuff outside as well. The traveling Texans, when they come to a place and they take over, they take over. I'm sick and tired. I look at Larry over here like he's somebody's celebrity over here taking
photos. Hold on, Joe.
People I have seen Larry out here taking pictures with.
Man, let Larry have his day.
Luckily,
man.
He got his good shoes
let
on.
Let Larry have his day.
Yeah, he got it. He got his good shoes on.
Sidewinder tennis shoes.
Yeah, he's out here.
You can't talk all that trash and then walk in with some with some tired shoes. No, you know he's gonna come in here with them on point.
You can't do it. No, but no, we're having a good time out here. And like I said, if you are in Canton, you're around, you came down to celebrate the induction of Andre Johnson, come on down here. Come on down here and hang out as the Texans family. They're taking over this piece today. All right, last night was the first taste that we got to see of the Texans playing as they played the Bears last night. And we talked a lot about what we saw and what jumped out and stood out to us. And, Clint, I think one of the big things is really starting off with who played. Like, who played? I think D'Amico was serious. What did we see? Not just starters didn't play. I think there were only two starters who actually played, and I'm actually happy about the two that did. But, hell, they were sitting some of the reserve backups, like Damian Pierce didn't play last night. Robert Woods didn't play last night. No, I don't think any of the starting defense played last night at all. And so that may be one of the first things we were looking at, like, wow, okay. They didn't start a lot of guys. They did, however, play Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green, and that was good to see from those two. But I was even surprised of how far he went and playing guys.
Look, we looked at it last night in the postgame show. There were eight defensive backs that didn't play, right? Two nickel defenders, four corners, and two safeties. Hell, it's hard to finish a four-quarter game. Yeah. I'm glad the damn thing got rained out when you've got that many guys. And no surprise, a lot of people are talking about the bust on the defensive side of football. No surprise, you had a bunch of third and fourth stringers that probably hadn't had a whole lot of run together. Communication is an issue. You eight defensive backs, and then as you said, you look in the middle. there was no. I don't think Tim Settle played.
No,
Mario Edwards didn't play. Foley didn't play. So you got three interior defensive linemen that didn't play, and there's probably another one that I'm not thinking of. I looked out there in Davis and was 93. Mine just went.
Oh,
blank.
Yeah, Kurt Heinisch.
Kurt Heinisch. They're starting the game. So, look, it was aggressive. It was aggressive. As I've said before, look, I personally am all about like the way that D'Amico Ryans is 100% wholeheartedly behind Kamari Lassiter. I mean, he's a rookie, never pissed a drop in the NFL, and he just sat with the starters, right? And if that's your guy, hell, that don't and you're gonna play him at outside corner, you're gonna start him at outside corner, then don't let's not play games, let's not create some kind of fake competition. So I personally appreciate the way they're handling certain guys, but it's a far cry from what we expect and what we've been used to with Nick Caserio and now obviously D'Amico Ryan. So yeah, it was an aggressive move. I bet there was 40 guys that didn't start.
Yeah. No,
I didn't play.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't just starters. Like they, I mean, like guys like Damian Pierce, who we thought and heard reports that would play, didn't play. But Clint, I think it was a good decision because now when you see how many guys didn't play, I'm now surprised that Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs played.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good decision to see those two play. And I'm going to tell you what, again, as we say, especially with Kenyon Green, there are tests that he has to pass, keep passing tests, and he's blown them out the water at this point. And yesterday there were moments where I just sat and watched him from the press box and just kind of to see what he did. He's moving people. And the best thing that I can say about what we saw with Juice Scruggs and what we saw with Kenyon Green, who I think are big question marks on this offense, I think the top two question marks on this offense, Clint, was they looked the way they should have looked, in my opinion, against twos and threes. They looked like they were clearly handling and getting the best out of their matchups. And I think that's what they should have looked like, and I'm glad that they played, that they got their feet wet to watch them.
Yeah, look, I saw one bad snap. That was Case Keenum. I don't believe that Juice Scruggs was in the game at that point in time, so no sweat there. I do think that it just makes sense for Juice Scruggs, having not played center in a game at the NFL level, obviously being leaned into big time here to be the center. And this is one of those, with the exception of the quarterback, and nobody communicates more than the center. And so I can understand why Juice Scruggs would be treated a little bit differently. Like, there's more to it than just playing football. He's got to get in there and communicate, make sure he's communicating in both directions the right way, make sure the tone's right, make sure the calls are right. And so before the ball's ever snapped, Juice Scruggs has got a lot. He's got a lot on his plate, so he needs to get that run. If he gets it figured out and it's executed well and communicated well, then hell, let him rest the last game of the season, of the preseason. With Kenyon Green, I think it's just a matter of they've said, "Hey, look, we've seen enough bad. We need you to earn this."
Absolutely, absolutely, and he has.
And look,
he's passed every test.
Yeah, look, I can't, without watching the film, I can't tell you like, let's grade these guys or whatever. But I can tell you that just watching the game and watching, there's two things that stand out. One about each guy. We saw this last year, and it's clearly obvious now with Juice Scruggs. He is looking to maul folks. He is literally trying to hurt. And I love that in an interior offensive lineman. And you look at Kenyon Green, the change in the body is allowing us to now see some really, really, really good athletic movements. I don't know who he was supposed to get to, what the leverage was. It's hard to see all that stuff in real time. But him getting to the second level of the defense and doing so with really good feet and a really good base and doing it quickly, boy, that's just really good to see given what we've watched in the past.
I can't tell what it was, if it was a counter or what, like you said, look at the tape. But there was a run right up the middle, right in between the gap that those two were in.
Right.
That they ran for about an 8 to 10 yard gain that they just moved people. Got the D lineman and then got to the linebacker as well and just took them physically and moved them out of the way. And to me, that's what they should look like. Now, I don't know if they're going to do that to Jeffrey Simmons, but for you to get to Jeffrey Simmons and to get to Buckner in week one, you should dominate the twos and the threes of the Bears. And I think those two did that. So, I know I was a bit surprised how aggressive, as you would use, he was in terms of the guys he didn't play. But I'm glad he played those two. And now I did find it weird, like, I wonder what went through the mind of let's play Scruggs and let's play Green and not play Kamari Lassiter. That's strange a little bit to me. I wonder what was the difference.
Yeah.
Maybe they're more impressed and they feel like they've seen enough from Lassiter as opposed to those two, or the communication thing, which you said. But I think that helped those guys and helped the team.
How was your fruity drink?
It's a daiquiri. I'm still working on it.
Oh, you got a daiquiri. Boy, you killed all that whipped cream. That didn't take long.
Well, I take it off.
No, you didn't.
It's right there. It's in that basket. Right
you
there.
Ordered all. You ordered a drink.
I didn't know a drink
with 6 inches of whipped cream and then didn't eat it?
I don't like whipped cream.
I'm drunk.
Well, hell would you
order? First up, see, I just needed it like that. I'm not a big whipped cream.
Well, no, she
fan.
Knew who she was dealing with, so she put whipped cream and cherry.
No, she didn't.
No,
you can't. I'm not a judge. You don't look at me and just say, that joker like whipped cream. That's not true.
Look,
that's how the drink is
made. You're probably not going to take this well, but if I were a bartender or a waiter,
you would look at me and think he likes whipped cream?
If you ordered that drink and I didn't ask and
go
I went to the back and the bartender said, hey, does he want the cherry and the whipped cream? I'd look out here at you and I'd go, yeah, put it on.
Well, you'd be wrong. I hate whipped cream.
You hate whipped cream.
Hate it. Despise
Come
it.
On, man.
I do. You know, I don't like a lot of creams. Don't like whipped cream. Don't like sour cream.
You got to be the only man in America that's been over 300 pounds and doesn't like whipped cream.
That's not true. I embrace my 300 pounds, that it was formerly 300 pounds. I said it's been. I went other ways to get to my 300.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I mean, you ain't on a one-way road when you get to 320.
Yeah, whipped cream just wasn't one of them.
I just didn't think you pushed away from
it. Yeah, I'd knock it off. I do an ice cream sandwich. I do a
You knock it off.
Yeah, I knocked the whipped cream off.
Oh, I thought you. I thought we were going back into the Kikuchi conversation.
And I know that the next time I order one, I say hold that whipped cream. Don't like a lot of whipped creams on.
I didn't have you as a no whipped cream.
Not a fan, man. Not a big fan. All right. Not good news on Kyle Tucker. You know, he's been put to the 60-day IL. I'll give you the latest on what's happening with Kyle Tucker, and I think this may need to start a question of we need to maybe stop looking at this one way, and we need to look at it as, like, is Kyle Tucker going to play again? Because I think we're starting to get into a situation.
You trying to piss everybody off?
I'm just saying.
It's a good day, man.
I'm just trying to be honest. Oh, you want me to just act like it didn't happen? All right. Nothing happened with Kyle Tucker, guys. I won't tell you the latest. Get out of here. You just want to talk about Kikuchi. All right.
Yes. Yes, I do. Talk about, think about. I want to see it.
All right.
I'm talking about tonight on the mound at Minute Maid, man. What are you doing?
Coming up next.
We're on the road to Canton.
Getting you set for Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction. Live from Jersey Sports Grill, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, it is going down here in Jersey's, and if you're a Texans fan and you want to be amongst other Texans fans and you are listening on the Odyssey app or you're on YouTube or Twitch, however you are taking this in, this is the spot for you to go. And I just walked outside, Clint, and they are taking completely taking over out there. They've got banners. It is everything. It looks like Houston in this bar right now. So if you're looking for a spot, you're listening, come on out, have a good time, as people are having a great time out here right now. And it's going down. They're showing out in jerseys. You're benefiting from these Texans fans coming out here and decide to take over this bad boy out here today. So come on out. It's been a good time. And this break, well, you got to go check out this outside.
Yeah, I'll go check it out, man. Yeah. Look, I don't know what that heat's like out there. I know yesterday I had them black britches on, and it was a bad decision, boys.
Couldn't wait to get them off,
Swamp ass from the get-go, man. The back of my knees was rubbing. I mean, it was a terrible decision. The sun was just screaming. I was like, man, I came up here to get me a little mid-80s weather.
Nah, yeah.
So yeah, hopefully it's a little bit cooler out there now. But
and then it rained like hell, didn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was all Houston.
But it didn't help them three laps we made around that home side of the stadium over there trying to figure out who's compressed
by. I had a real sweat going. Tyler, I had one of them sweats where I just couldn't keep my glasses up on my face. It just slide down.
I'm gonna tell you, man. They got to be Hall of Fame's got to be better, man.
Oh God, are you gonna take out the Hall of Fame?
They got to be better. Tyler, we walked around yesterday, and we were trying to find our way to the press box, right? And we're in the main little corridor there with everybody breaking bread, talking to all the Texans fans. And I ain't lying to you. I asked every bit of 10 to 12 people, "How do we get to the press box?" Come on now, look out. Sharp right there.
That's an elephant jersey.
Not one person gave me a confident answer, Tyler.
I think.
Every one of them said, look, go right around that corner right there, and there's some glass doors right there. And I think that's finally the last one. I said, Melm, does anybody know? Does anybody know?
My favorite is they would just send you to other people.
Look at that jersey. Arian Foster, who's that? Who's the Astros side of it? JV, huh?
Verlander, there you go.
Oh, wow. So you got it. Okay. I like it.
Serious.
Well done.
Why not play?
Come on.
Yeah. Anyway. My favorite is they were saying you to other people. If you go all the way down there, there's going to be a guy right there be able to tell you a little bit more now.
I mean, we got on the elevator, went up and down the elevator, and it stopped on every floor twice except for number 7, which we were looking for.
I was about to get out and try to find some stairs.
And Megan that was running the elevator had no clue why it would not stop on 7.
She was panicking. Woo. Yeah, Megan was struggling.
It was a rough get. It was a rough get. We'll tell you about once we got there, too. We'll tell you about that later. But it was a rough rough get, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Clint, Brian McTaggart.
Okay.
MLB.com covers the Astros. He said Astros outfielder Kyle Tucker is, quote, not close to a minor league rehab assignment. Hell, not playing in the outfield at Minute Maid, not going on this road trip. He ain't close to getting to Corpus or to Sugar Land. He ain't even close. is where they are. And Clint, I'm sorry, man. What was that? We're rolling. Tomorrow will be exactly 2 months. 2 months since he last played. He last played June 3rd. It is August 2nd. He has not played in 2 months, and it appears from Brian McTaggart he's not close. And I was watching him play catch, and Tyler, if you're wondering, and those of you who are scoring at home, it did not quite look like conviction catch. And by the way, can you guess who he was playing catch with?
I don't know. Was it did Corey Lee coming to town?
No, it better not be.
No, he had his own shoes too, Tyler.
Who was he playing catch
guess
with?
Guess who?
I'm going to guess Jake Myers.
The captain. Joe Espada.
Oh, Joe was getting – he was getting a close-up look.
Yeah, he was playing catch with Joe. And, like, I mean, he was all right. You could tell moving around. You could tell moving around, like, damn, man, that ain't a guy. That's not a guy that can run around the base. Like, he is fighting, but that's what they're saying. Not even close to a minor league rehab start. And I think it's fair to start to at least pose at least the question of it's hard to have the expectations right now to think like that they're going to get back the MVP level guy if they get him back. I mean, we're almost working on real serious questions of like, are they going to get him back? When is this thing going to get better? What's all of a sudden?
I ain't never seen the likes of it. I say that a lot more confidently now after Tony Gwynn said the same thing a month ago.
But I'm just saying, after we're sitting here 2 months, what is going to mysteriously happen to just make it better? Like,
I ain't got it. I
think it's a serious question if he plays this year.
Well, I think they just flat-ass lied to us about the ball off the shin. No, I'm not. There ain't no way. I mean, there just ain't no way. There had to be some level of what do they call it, a compression fracture or hairline. There had to be something there that is much worse than the bone bruise that they first mentioned. I've never seen a ball off of a shin sits a guy for 2+ months. Doesn't make sense.
And it's going to be more. Yeah, you said plus. It's going to be more. And they have no timetable. They have no timetable. Like, what are we looking for? A couple of weeks before he could even make it a rehab start? I don't know, man. I know I've lost $20 in this. Obviously, it is August 2nd.
I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
I've lost $20.
What'd you do? You talked every bit of 13 minutes, and I didn't think he's going to bring that $20 up.
I got you. As soon as we
by the way, folks, we've been at the airport and we've left and we're now in Canton, and I hadn't seen that $20 bill.
I was going to say, what day was it when we got to the airport? Was that the first? No, it was the 30th. It wasn't quite the first yet.
Well, it was yesterday.
Was it? Damn it. I guess
it wasn't it yesterday?
Yeah, it was. These days are running into each other. I guess it was yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It is. I think it's fair to question when that guy's going to be back. It is insane. Someone said, I wonder if it's some kind of nerve damage. I don't know. It has to be, whatever it is, it has to be worse than bone bruise. And I know there's that one person who says they work in the medical field or whatever.
Who is that? What does that person say?
I forgot. Tyler, you remember that person texted in and lost their mind about us in the medical field?
Oh, yeah. They were probably angry at their spouse or something. I remember.
angry at their spouse.
Hadn't gotten any. It's still, I don't care, man. Like, this is, he's not even close, they're saying, to even getting a rehab start. Is he close to the Abreu League?
I would think if he's close to the Abreu League, he'd be close to a rehab start in Sugar Land. But no, I think he'll be back. I just think it's significantly worse than what they led us to believe.
I am to make it full circle. I am now with Kyle Tucker. I am more like those people at the Hall of Fame game yesterday when we would ask them for directions. It's not a matter of fact thing. I think he'll be back.
I think so.
I think. Will it be back by September? I think so. I don't know. So I'm not sure. Courtney's birthday is August. It's August 14th. You think he's back by then?
No. Do I think he's back by the 14th? No.
Jesus.
No.
Text line coming in. Ryan's always trying to rile up fans. I don't know. I'm just telling you.
To be fair,
I made a bet trying to get him in before July.
No, so look, lazy. I think I see where the fans coming from.
Of course
with that.
You do.
I see where the texture's coming from with that. I just don't think Ron is legit. I think that's just Ron's delivery. I think his natural delivery leads you to a point where you think you're just trying to stir the pot a bit.
What happened in my delivery that said that?
I just think you, in always in your delivery of how you phrase things, I think it can be taken as a pot stir.
Let me try it again. From Brian McTaggart.
It's not the tone, the cadence, and the pacing. No.
What about the delivery then, Tyler? I don't hear it.
I guess you just got to throw in a little more rainbows and cotton candy for some folks out there. I don't know.
But you wrote that, so it's going to come like you wrote.
I read it for Brian McTaggart. That's what he said.
Well, now Brian McTaggart said Astros outfielder Kyle Tucker is not close to a minor league rehab start. You said, do we have to start entertaining that Tucker won't play again this season?
Well, yeah.
At the very least, we should temper our expectation that he's going to be the MVP level Tucker he's going to be. So you got us believing that he's not going to play, and even if he does, he's not going to be with the
no,
Tucker.
That, no, I said, wait, no, no. See, that you hear what he just did? He just read that word for word, Tyler.
That's what he said.
I said, do we need to start entertaining it? And you said, no, we got to just believe like he's not going to play. I didn't say he wasn't going to play. I just said, do we need to start entertaining that? It's 2 months. It's been 2 damn months, and he's not even close to Corpus.
Well, you're not wrong. The answer to your question is yes, we should entertain him.
Well, good.
But the conversation.
So how would you phrase it then to make it less?
Of all the phrasings or couching in the world, yours is he's not going to. Or do we need to get ready for him never to play baseball again this year for the Astros?
That would be. How would you do it again?
No, that was what you did.
But I'm saying, how would you phrase it then to not make it sound like I'm, no, damn it, no, damn it, I want to know. I want to get help. Someone text in. Ron's delivery is always like that. Like what?
I just showman.
You didn't explain nothing.
You're a pot stirring.
That's what you just said. You read
no
words.
Good.
You read words that you said were right, and then said I'm pot stirring.
Is that my boy Ron?
Damn it! What you got coming up at the four?
Look, we're here for a reason, y'all. We're here for Andre Johnson. We're here as a group, and it's going down. It's going down tomorrow. We're going to spend that Dirties Daily. We're going to spend that 4 o'clock hour or that 4 o'clock segment. Talking about celebrating, hearing about Andre Johnson, the man of the hour, the Hall of Famer, Andre Johnson. We'll do that next.
We're on the road to Canton.
Getting you set for Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction. Live from Jersey Sports Grill, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is going down here in jerseys, and if you're a Texans fan and you want to be amongst other Texans fans and you are listening on the Odyssey app or you're on YouTube or Twitch, however you are taking this in, this is the spot for you to go. And I just walked outside, Clint, and they are completely taking over out there. They've got banners. It is everything. It looks like Houston in this bar right now. So if you're looking for a spot, you're listening, come on out, have a good time, as people are having a great time out here right now. And it's going down. They're showing out in jerseys. You're benefiting from these Texans fans coming out here and decide to take over this bad boy out here today. So come on out. It's been a good time. And this break, well, you got to go check out this outside.
Yeah, I'll have to go check it out, man. Yeah. Look, I don't know what that heat's like out there. I know yesterday I had them black britches on, and it was a bad decision, boys.
Couldn't wait to get them off,
could you? Oh, swamp ass from the get-go, man. The back of my knees was rubbing. I mean, it was a terrible decision. The sun was just screaming. I was like, man, I came up here to get me a little mid-80s weather.
Nah, yeah.
So yeah, hopefully it's a little bit cooler out there now. But
and then it rained like hell, didn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was all Houston.
But it didn't help them 3 laps we made around that home side of the stadium over there trying to figure out
how
to get the press box.
I had a real sweat going. Tyler, I had one of them sweats where I just couldn't keep my glasses up on my face. It just slide down.
I'm gonna tell you, man. They got to be Hall of Fame's got to be better, man.
Oh God, are you gonna take out the Hall of Fame?
They got to be better. Tyler, we walked around yesterday, and we were trying to find our way to the press box, right? And we're in the main little corridor there with everybody breaking bread, talking to all the Texans fans. And I ain't lying to you. I asked every bit of 10 to 12 people, how do we get to the press box? Come on now, look out. Sharp right there.
That's an elephant jersey.
Not one person gave me a confident answer, Tyler.
I think
one of them said, look, go right around that corner right there, and there's some glass doors right there. And I think that's finally the last one. I said, Melm, does anybody know? Does anybody know?
My favorite is they would just send you to other people.
Look at that jersey. Arian Foster, who's that? Who's the Astros side of it? JV, huh?
Verlander, there you go.
Oh, wow. So you got – okay. I like it.
Serious.
Well done.
Why not play?
Come on.
Yeah. My favorite is they would send you to other people. If you go all the way down there, there's going to be a guy right there to be able to tell you a little bit more now.
I mean, it's – we got on the elevator, went up and down the elevator, and it stopped on every floor twice except for number 7, which we were looking for.
I was about to get out and try to find some stairs.
And old Megan that was running the elevator had no clue why it would not stop on 7.
She was panicking. Woo. Yeah, Megan was struggling.
It was a rough get. It was a rough get. We'll tell you about once we got there, too. We'll tell you about that later. But it was a rough rough get, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Clint, Brian McTaggart.
Okay.
MLB.com covers the Astros. He said Astros outfielder Kyle Tucker is, quote, not close to a minor league rehab assignment. Hell, not playing in the outfield at Minute Maid, not going on this road trip. He ain't close to getting to Corpus or to Sugar Land. He ain't even close is where they are. Hey, Clint, I'm sorry, man. What was that? We're rolling. Tomorrow will be exactly 2 months. 2 months since he last played. He last played June 3rd. It is August 2nd. He has not played in 2 months, and it appears from Brian McTaggart he's not close. And I was watching him play catch, and Tyler, if you're wondering, and those of you who are scoring at home, it did not quite look like conviction catch. By the way, can you guess who he was playing catch with?
I don't know. Was it did Corey Lee coming to town?
No, it better not be.
No, he had his own shoes too, Tyler.
Who was he playing catch
guess
with?
Guess who?
I'm going to guess Jake Myers.
The captain. Joe Espada.
Oh, Joe was getting – he was getting a close-up look.
Yeah, he was playing catch with Joe. And, like, I mean, he was all right. You could tell moving around. You could tell moving around, like, damn, man, that ain't a guy – that's not a guy that can run around the base. Like, he is fighting, but that's what they're saying. Not even close to a minor league rehab start. And I think it's fair to start to at least pose at least the question of, it's hard to have the expectations right now to think like that they're going to get back the MVP level guy if they get him back. I mean, we're almost working on real serious questions of, like, are they going to get him back? When is this thing going to get better? What's all of a sudden?
I ain't never seen the likes of it. I say that a lot more confidently now after Tony Gwynn said the same thing a month ago.
But I'm just saying, after we're sitting here 2 months, what is going to mysteriously happen to just make it better? Like,
I ain't got it. I ain't got. I mean,
I think it's a serious question if he plays this year.
Well, I think they just flat ass lied to us about the ball off the shin. Right? No, I'm not. There ain't no way. I mean, there just ain't no way. There had to be some level of what do they call it, a compression fracture or hairline. There had to be something there that is much worse than the bone bruise that they first mentioned. I've never seen a ball off of a shin sits a guy for 2+ months. Doesn't make sense.
And it's going to be more. Yeah, you said plus. It's going to be more. And they have no timetable. They have no timetable. Like, what are we looking for? A couple of weeks before he could make it a rehab start? I don't know, man. Like, I know I've lost $20 in this, obviously. It is August 2nd.
I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
I've lost $20.
You talked more than what'd that, you do? What'd you do? Talk? You talked every bit of 13 minutes, and I didn't think he was going to bring that $20 up.
I got you. As soon as we
By the way, folks, we've been at the airport, and we've left, and we're now in Canton, and I hadn't seen that $20 bill.
I was going to say, what day was it when we got to the airport? Was that the first? No, it was the 30th. It wasn't quite the first yet.
Well, it was yesterday.
Was it? Damn it. I guess
it wasn't it yesterday?
Yeah, it was. These days are running into each other. I guess it was yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It is. I think it's fair to question when that guy's going to be back. It is insane. Someone said, I wonder if it's some kind of nerve damage. I don't know. It has to be, whatever it is, it has to be worse than bone bruise. And I know there's that one person who says they work in the medical field or whatever.
Who is that? Went what off that person on the, say?
I forgot. Tyler, you remember that person texted in and lost their mind about us in the medical field?
Oh,
or whatever,
yeah. They were probably angry at their spouse or something. I remember.
Angry at their spouse.
Hadn't gotten any. It's still, I don't care, man. Like, this is, he's not even close, they're saying, to even getting a rehab start. Is he close to the Abreu League?
I mean, I would think if he's close to the Abreu League, he'd be close to a rehab start in Sugar Land. But no, it's I think he'll be back. I just think it's significantly worse than what they led us to believe.
I am to make it full circle. I am now with Kyle Tucker. I am more like those people at the Hall of Fame game yesterday when we would ask them for directions. It's not a matter of fact thing. I think he'll be back.
I think so.
I think, will it be back by September? I think so. I don't know. So I'm not sure. Courtney's birthday is August. It's August 14th. You think he's back by then?
No. Do I think he's back by the 14th? No.
Jesus.
No.
Text line coming in. Ron's always trying to rile up fans. I don't know. I'm just telling you.
To be fair, I made a bet
trying to get him in before July.
No, so look, lazy. I think I see where the fans coming from.
Of course
with that.
You do.
I see where the texter's coming from with that. I just don't think Ron is legit. I think that's just Ron's delivery. I think his natural delivery leads you to a point where you think you're just trying to stir the pot a bit.
What happened in my delivery that said that?
I just think you, in always in your delivery of how you phrase things, I think it can be taken as a pot stirrer.
Let me try it again. From Brian McTaggart.
It's not the pacing. It's not the tone, the cadence, and the pacing. No.
Well, what about the delivery then, Tyler? I don't hear it.
I guess you just got to throw in a little more rainbows and cotton candy for some folks out there. I don't know.
But you wrote that, so it's going to come like you wrote.
I read it for Brian McTaggart. That's what he said.
Well, now Brian McTaggart said Astros outfielder Kyle Tucker is not close to a minor league rehab start. You said, do we have to start entertaining that Tucker won't play again this season?
Well, yeah.
At the very least, we should temper our expectation that he's going to be the MVP level Tucker he's going to be. So you got us believing that he's not going to play, and even if he does, he's not going to be with the
You hear what he just did? He just read that word for word, Tyler.
That's what he said.
No, I said, do we need to start entertaining it? And you said, no, we got to just believe it like he's not going to play. I didn't say we're going to play. I just said, do we need to start entertaining that? It's 2 months. It's been 2 damn months, and he's not even close to Corpus.
Well, you're not wrong. The answer to your question is yes, we should entertain it.
Well, good.
But the conversation.
So how would you phrase it then to make it less?
Of all the phrasings or couching in the world, yours is he's not going to. Do we need to get ready for him never to play baseball again this year for the Astros?
That would be. How would you do it again?
No, that was what you did.
But I'm saying, how would you phrase it then to not make it sound like I'm, no, damn it, no, damn it, I want to know. I want to get help. Someone text in. Ron's delivery is always like that. Like what?
I just showman.
You didn't explain nothing.
You're a pot stirring sophomore.
That's what you just said. You read You read words that you said were right, and then said I'm pot stirring.
Is that my boy Ron?
Damn it! What you got coming up at the 4?
Look, we're here for a reason, y'all. We're here for Andre Johnson. We're here as a group, and it's going down. It's going down tomorrow. We're going to spend that Dirties Daily. We're going to spend that 4 o'clock hour or that 4 o'clock segment talking about celebrating, hearing about Andre Johnson, the man of the hour, the Hall of Famer, Andre Johnson. We'll do that next.